There's a doctrine out there that teaches that the sons of God in the Bible are referring to angels. And the proof text that people use is Genesis 6 verse 4, where the Bible reads there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And the belief is that a band of fallen angels forsook heaven and came to procreate with women, thereby creating these giants. This is a teaching that stems from the book of Enoch, which is a fraudulent document. But this would actually contradict the New Testament teaching of Jesus, where he said, "For in the resurrection, they," referring to believers, "neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven," implying that angels do not marry nor are able to procreate. Hebrews 1:5 says, "For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." The truth is, the Bible describes the sons of God as being saved people. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name."